Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Thursday, September 1st, it's football season, ladies and gentlemen. We got the backyard brawl tonight, Pittsburgh and West Virginia. If you're looking for a bet, I took the under, but it's college football. It's the first game. I'm not firing big. I took the under on a flyer just to have some action on an action play, as the kids in the streets say. College football's back. I'll be watching it. I know college football started last weekend, but come on, backyard brawl is way better. And this weekend we get Notre Dame against Ohio State. Notre Dame's coach using the point spread as a motivational factor. We get Oregon battling against the defending national champion Georgia Bulldogs. What's interesting there is, I told you guys about 17.5, and lo and behold, that's gone. It's 17 or 16.5. Shopping around is your friend. I like the Ducks to keep it kind of close. I will give out a spicy double-digit dog, maybe to win outright. At home against a top 25 team, I'm not going to reveal it until tomorrow. And by the way, just because I know you're geek for NFL Week 1, I have secured a guest you guys know and love. You always like him when he's on here. For next week to preview Week 1. We're going to have, I think, multiple guests next week. We will. Matthew Berry, my guy, fantasy guy, is, you know, he's changed jobs. He went from ESPN to NBC, and now NBC's a little just tighter, shall we say, on the podcast recordings. We will be recording with him as a programming note. Friday, we will drop a special podcast on Saturday, because I know this weekend is fantasy football draft galore. I mean, I have four between Friday and Tuesday. It's going to be chaos. And so we'll do, unless something falls apart and Matthew Berry backs out, although we are buddies, he shouldn't. But NBC might be cracking the whip. Anyways, so we'll have a special Saturday podcast. I don't know if we'll do Monday, although, as I'm sure you guys saw, the news on Wednesday, Fox announced, you know, their new lineup, and yes, I am joining the herd. Obviously, I couldn't respond to the the texts and the tweets and the DMs on IG about it. You guys are smart. You see what's going on. So I'm excited about it. It should be a lot of fun. And I've already been texting Cowherd about some stuff. When he's on vacation, he is like, still really ready to go. It's going to be a fun football season. I'll just say that. All right, today's guest is a good one. He won a natty at the University of Colorado. He was a first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Falcons. He was on the too legit to quit Falcons with Dion and Andre Rison. They were a badass crew of Atlanta Falcons back in the day. His name is Mike Pritchard. He's at VSiN Gambling Network in Vegas. I think you're going to like it. It's real good stuff. I've never interviewed Mike Pritchard before. He's got some good stories. I think you'll really enjoy that. But first, I just want to say, I thought the biggest story in Sports Wednesday, which was kind of a slow day. Listen, it's a holiday weekend. Maybe we'll get like a Friday news dump or something. But it's been a slow week. College football is going to be holding a virtual meeting Friday that could accelerate playoff expansion as early as 2024. Woo! That is incredible. That is amazing news. This 14 playoff is a joke. I know what you're going to say. Only like two teams can win it every year anyway, maybe three. What do we need more? You mean more football games that matter? More playoff games that matter? Yeah, I think that's way more meaningful than regular season dumpster fire games, pay-to-play garbage. I'm fired up about this. According to Pete Thamel of ESPN and Sports Illustrated, I believe Pat Forty, it's 50-50 whether or not there's going to be a vote at this Friday meeting heading into the, as I just noted, holiday weekend. And if you want to slide it in, there's no greater way right before the college football season officially kicks off. I know week zero happened, but really, this is the first weekend to have great news that they're expanding the playoff. That is just tremendous news. I'll say this, if you want futures bets, the only two teams I've bet to win the national championship are Ohio State and Alabama. I think there's a massive chasm but after those two and number three. Whoever you want to put at three, whether it's Utah, USC, it's not USC, Georgia, Michigan, whoever you want to put, Clemson. I know there's people clamoring for NC State. Go back and listen to the Phil Steele podcast from a couple weeks ago. I mean, college football guru, that guy. Listen, there are some teams. I just think the gap is wide, so I've got money on those two. And, you know, obviously Ohio State, I think, was plus 345. I don't know. I think those two, if they don't meet in the natty, I would be stunned. Now, obviously, injuries happen, but that's where I'm feeling for college football. And I'm very excited for the weekend. We have family plans. You know, once football season starts, my weekends are chewed up. It's a lot of kids' sports. And then Sunday, I don't miss Sunday NFLs. Although, I can't believe I'm going to reveal this on the podcast. Given that basketball team I was on this summer, we won the championship in the league. One of the dudes, as you guys know, Sanj Clay, I joke, his name is really Sanjeev. He has played in what's called South Asian basketball tournaments. There's like a circuit for only Indian guys. I know that's racist, I'm sure you're saying. Well, you know, there's probably not a lot of them at real tournaments. So they have this community of South Asian. And this guy, Sanjeev, has played in them. He's been like a scoring machine, three-point gunner. But he's never won the championship. So he's like, listen, we should get a team and we should go win it. And I'm like, okay, when is it? I'm in, you know? But it's in October. And I'm like, how are you going to do that in the middle of fall? And like the format would be Saturday and Sunday, and then Sunday at some point is the championship. And I'm like, that makes it real tough in the middle of football season. So all I'll say is we are efforting a team, and in our playoff run in the semifinals, we faced an Indian guy. And I think I mentioned at the time, like, we tried to get the guy's info. He had already left. We ended up getting it anyway. We have been in communication with him. It's the three of us. It doesn't look like we have enough people to make our own team, so we're going to join my guy Sanjeev, and I'm sure he hates me talking about this because he does listen to the podcast. He has friends who are on our team, and so they have seven guys, and my guy knows a lot of them, and he's like, well, we'd be the three best players on the team, or maybe three best. And so I'm like, so wait a sec. We're going to a team, and we're going to have 10 dudes? I'm not trying to travel to Arizona for a basketball tournament as a dad and sit on the bench. So we need some clarity before I get involved in this. Listen, I know Jason's going overboard. You don't care. At any rate, you do care about today's guest. I know you're going to love him. former Atlanta Falcons wide receiver, Mike Pritchard.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs...
yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
all right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a pretty famous former football player, starred at the University of Colorado the last time they won a national championship. Then he was in the NFL, caught a billion passes the first few years in the ATL. I can't wait to hear what it's like going against Deion Sanders in practice. Let's welcome into the podcast, Mike Pritchard, a.k.a. Pritch, radio host at VSiN. Mike, how are you, man?
I'm great, Jason. Great to be with you. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for taking the time, man. I know it's football season is, what, we're a week away. Like, it's getting exciting, getting close to it. How are you holding it down in Vegas? I hear it's hot there right now.
Oh, it's steaming. I feel like I'm in the oven right now, man. I mean, we got the break in the weather because we had monsoon season. So flooding, cooler temperatures. But now the vengeance is upon us because, man, it is steaming. I think it's supposed to get close to 111, 112 this weekend.
Wow. So yeah. Maybe the Labor Day crowd will be diminished a little bit on the strip.
But maybe.
I'm sure you're nowhere near there. But you got to go in to host the radio show.
So I do. Kind of, I do. Yeah, absolutely. Getting excited, getting fired up about being the host over there at VSiN. You know, we just dropped our NFL pro betting guide and a lot of people are excited about it. It's jam packed with so much great information too, to help people cash those tickets. So we're fired up and ready to go and certainly trying to deliver all the great information to our audience.
Yeah, we had Musburger on last year. I know him from back in the day. Super good guy, obviously. Why don't we just, I do want to get to you being full circle in Vegas, being like a high school star and then coming back and now being a radio star. But I just got to ask, week one winner, let's just get the audience started quickly. Give me somebody you like against a spread, week one NFL. It could be a side, a total, a money line dog, anything you want.
Oh, I got you. I got you already. I like Buffalo week one, to be honest with you, Jason, because I mean, I think it's climbing. I'm looking at 2.5 right now. I got it. I got it at 2.
Yeah.
So I would suggest if you like Buffalo laying, you know, the 2.5 before it gets to 3, it could get to 3. Who knows? But, you know, L.A. got hot down the stretch last year, but they got hot because they added Odell Beckham Jr. and Von Miller. Right. And I'll give them a lot of credit. They got hot at the right time. But Buffalo, they've just been consistent. I think they're ready to go. And then they've added Von Miller. So Von Miller going up against his former team, he's going to be familiar with those guys on the other side of the ball. So I like to lay the 2.5, right? I wouldn't lay the 2.5 myself. I would try to get under 3, but I laid the 2. I'm more comfortable with that.
I'm curious. Everybody and their mom likes the Bills this year, the Super Bowl favorites. Josh Allen is the MVP favorite. It seems like it's a little out of control. I wonder, are we paying a premium if you want to bet Buffalo this year? I mean, road favorites of 2.5 in SoFi against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Right. Maybe it's possible that way, but you know, Stafford with the elbow, I think, you know, with the new additions too, with Robinson, I mean, they're going full speed for the first time against the number one defense against, you know, as far as points allowed, the scoring defense there is in the National Football League. And they've added parts. I mentioned Von Miller. I think Greg Rousseau is going to have a better year this year. On the back end, White is on the pup list. I get that. But they got some young players back there, and I think they got the best safety tandem in all National Football League. So I'm feeling pretty good about that, too, that I laid there with Buffalo.
Yeah, I saw a stat. McVay, 5-0 against the spread, 5-0 straight up in season openers with the Rams. I think a little different animal here coming off the Super
Bowl. I'm going up against that. Yeah.
So let me ask you, Pritch, what's it like to grow up a high school star in Las Vegas? Where, and when you were growing up in Vegas, it wasn't obviously what it is today. But
right.
It was still like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you were like pretty much a legend. Everybody was rooting.
Yeah, it pretty much was a town. I mean, we had 9 high schools, right? And we all competed against each other. We all kind of grew up together playing Pop Warner football. Mm-hmm. And then we went our separate ways, certainly when you got to high school. But I'm playing up against people like Lorenzo Fertitta, you know, who used to own the UFC with Dana White. I'm going up against Marty Cordova, who played baseball with the Minnesota Twins. And there's some other famous guys that I grew up with, you know, that came out in Vegas. And I watched Randall Cunningham play at UNLV. And that's really who inspired me to want to go to college and play college football. So we were a tight-knit community. Everybody knew everybody. But it was a great place, man. 200,000 people. I mean, you think about the size of the town then compared to what it is now. Yeah, completely different now.
And this is like 1985, 6, 7, around there?
Right. 84, 85, 86, 87. Yeah, that era right there.
And so, you know, college football was – I mean, it was obviously a big deal back then, but it was like, it was mostly what, Florida State, Nebraska. It was like, it was a certain cluster of teams, mostly east of the Mississippi, that dominated college football. Fair to say? In the
I think
Nebraska.
Like you want to go mid 80s, you got to go to the Big Eight with Nebraska and OU. You can throw in Miami too.
Miami, right? Yes.
Absolutely. The SEC is not.
No,
it wasn't what it is now, right? I mean, the Big Eight basically was the SEC. And so you had some Big Ten schools in there too. I mean, Michigan always, they were potent. I mean, you know, the big names, certainly the Blue Bloods, a lot of people were familiar with back then in the 80s.
So when the coaches start to come to recruit you, I mean, was there any early leader before you settled on Colorado?
You know, what's crazy is I threw a Colorado letter out the window, or in the trash can, if you will, because I was getting recruited by everybody. Pitt, Nebraska, OU, Washington, UCLA, USC. I mean, I was getting recruited by everybody around the country. And I was like, Colorado football, what is that? You know, and lo and behold, Les Miles, the great Les Miles, the crazy Les Miles at times, right? But no, he landed on campus in Rancho High School, where I went to school in North Las Vegas. And if you know anything about North Las Vegas, it was nothing but Jerry Curls. And he walked in on campus and they said, "Fritz, there's this guy looking for you. You better get to him quickly because I don't know what's going to happen to him."
Oh.
And so, yep, I met Les Miles right there at my high school, and he convinced me to take a trip to the campus of University of Colorado.
You were refusing to even go to a trip, and he had to come out and convince you?
Well, yeah. I mean, generally, you know, anybody who's recruiting you, they would come out to visit and try to sway you. I mean, they would try to meet your family and try to get you to come on campus, be on campus for a trip and see everything that they have to offer. So he was assigned to me. And he did a great job, man. He really did a great job of convincing me that Colorado would change my life.
And would you say they did, pretty much? I mean,
you know what? Yeah. I mean, considering the choices that I had, like I said, Colorado wasn't on the radar, but it was the best decision that I made. I mean, I cannot thank Les Miles enough, Bill McCartney enough, for certainly inviting me on campus that fateful day, because that trip, comprised of guys who I call my brothers today. You're talking about a trip that included George Hemingway out of California, Colton High School. You got Eric Bieniemy, now the offensive coordinator out there in Kansas City. Alfred Williams, Butkus Award winner from Texas. Canavis McGee from Texas. I mean, you're talking about all these great, great high school players all on one trip in the University of Colorado in Boulder. And it was magical. It was magical, Jason, because what had happened is we went through the particulars, right? We met the coaches, staff, we met the educators, we met the everybody we needed to meet. And then we just had this dominoes party where we sat there and played dominoes and just talked about college football. And we went around the room and we're talking about and asking each other, where are you going to school? Where are you going to school? And, you know, SC is thrown out. You know, I mentioned Pitt, Texas, you know, OU, Nebraska. And somebody, I can't remember exactly who it was. I want to say it was Eric Bieniemy. And he was like, you know what? Why don't we all come to this school? I mean, look around the room. Look at who's in this room right now. Why don't we all come to this school? And together we can win a national championship. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. Because I went on one more trip. After that trip, I canceled all of my other trips.
Where was the other one?
Illinois. I did go to Pitt too, because Tony Dorsett wrote me a letter, man.
If
Tony Dorsett writes you a letter, you got to go to Pitt, right?
You got to show up. Well, what's an Illinois connection?
There wasn't one, other than the fact that I was going to play in the Big Ten and dot the I. I was going to be the I back up there.
Okay.
At least that's what they were promising me as a running back.
I'm trying to think. Illinois, I don't even remember if they were good in the late 80s.
They had Rick George.
Jeff George.
Rick George was a recruiting coordinator. Jeff George was a quarterback. But Rick George now is athletic director at the University of Colorado, which is crazy to think about. Full circle there. But you know, Eric, I think it was Eric, you know, he had mentioned that and it set in. So like I mentioned, I went on that one other trip and then I committed to Colorado. And sure enough, everybody else did. And 4 years later, we won a national championship, which was incredible.
Pretty cool.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I got to ask, obviously you said you call these guys your brothers. Bieniemy, yep, an offensive coordinator. Allegedly, people are saying, you know, they're bypassing him for whatever reason. Surely you have a big take on this, right, Mike? I mean, clearly you've been watching the guy. You see Joe Judge get a job. He's fired within a year or two.
Like, right.
There's some real bums out there getting jobs. Why isn't Bieniemy getting a job?
It's a good question. I wish I had a better answer or a great answer for you. The only thing that comes to mind is, you know, getting hired in the National Football League as a head coach, and Coach Flores has talked about this, you need some good relationships in the front office, or you need some people that can believe in you, or they're not going to look at you the same way as they will look at a Joe Judge. And I think for Eric and his standpoint, he is a competitor. He is a fierce competitor. And I wish there was more support in the front offices for a guy like Eric. And what I mean by a guy like Eric, a passionate football player, who former football player, now coach, who cares about his players, who cares about each and every individual, and will treat everybody with respect. But, you know, a lot of times I think people in the front office, they want that coach's speak, right? They want a certain presentation, if you will. And Coach Flores has alluded to that, and some others have alluded to that. But I think it's a matter of time. You know, Eric is such a great, great coach, and it just takes time, you know, unfortunately, for a lot of people to see that.
So you leave Colorado with the championship, 13th overall pick. I was just looking. Herman Moore, a legend from Virginia when I was growing up, Herman Moore was a big deal. And then Alvin Harper, and then you go 13th overall, and you guys are good out of the gate with, who is it, Glanville, Jim
right.
Jones.
Right.
You guys were pretty good.
Yeah, we were really
good. You had a good squad with everybody there, and then it didn't go great. But I'm mostly curious, Deion Sanders, a guy who's kind of like Bieniemy, coaching now and doing it his way, and it's kind of doing a cool job, I think, some of the stuff I've seen him do. But what's it like being on a team with such personalities like Risen, Bad Moon Risen, I got to call him, obviously, and Deion Sanders, and, like, you know, June Jones is a character, Jerry Glanville.
I tell you what, Jason, believe it or not, you know, we were voted the funnest team in the history of the National Football League, documented, right? And whether or not that was a good thing or a bad thing, to be determined, I guess, but it was incredible. You know, I get there. Deion was gracious with his time and showing me around Atlanta, the ATL. And, you know, I'm in awe. It's Deion Sanders, right? And here he is showing me, you know, places to go and people to see and places to eat and everything like that. And then I meet everybody else, you know. So you had Showtime with Andre Risen. You can call him Bad Moon. We called him Showtime at the time.
Showtime,
okay. Yeah, we had June Jones calling the plays with the run and shoot and Michael Haynes. I mean, we had so much talent on that roster. We went to the playoffs that year. We lost to Washington in the playoffs, but Brett Favre was drafted the same draft I was. He was a second round pick, but I was in the first round along with Bruce Pickens, who was a third overall pick. But it was just an incredible ride. I was fortunate to go up against Deion and practice and certainly get better as a player. I mean, if you're practicing against Deion Sanders, I mean, you have no other choice but to get better. He's going to make you better.
Is he talking a lot of trash?
A lot of trash, always. A lot of
trash. Even to his teammate, his buddy, who he just showed around town. He's, as soon as you get on the field, just different dude.
Of course. He's a competitor, right? And but that made me stronger, though. That made me better. Iron sharpens iron. I mean, we talk about that all the time as football players. Andre Risen was a big influence on me, too. You know, I'll throw in Drew Hill, who came in my second year from Houston. Unfortunately, he's passed away now, but he was an incredible influence. I played at Georgia Tech from Newnan, Georgia, but just a guy who was just had so much wisdom for me. But I mean, I had so many great athletes and guys showing me the right way about going about it in the National Football League.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now, when you say you guys are voted the most fun team of all time, I know there's some younger listeners like, what is this guy talking about? Mike, come on. But there was the whole Deion Sanders too legit to quit. If you guys remember, MC Hammer was like a big deal. Deion dancing. How did that start?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I think, we had so many celebrities coming to practice. We had James Brown, the Godfather of Soul, in practice. Geez. He ran a suite in practice, Jason. I mean, in loafers, by the way. But, you know, Travis Tritt, country Western star. There's some other country artists, but I can't remember their names. They came by practice. And then, lo and behold, you know, we had Evander Holyfield coming by, and certainly MC Hammer would come by because of his relationship with Deion Primetime. So we were known to have a star-studded sideline, a star-studded locker room, a star-studded practice. And so, yeah, it just evolved that way. I mean, Jerry Glanville wanted us to have fun. I mean, that was part of being who we were. That was us at the time. And we had fun and we ran with it. Unfortunately, we couldn't be consistent with our play on the field because we couldn't back up that year that we made the playoffs, my rookie year.
Yeah, that's always tough when you guys come out of the gate like gangbusters and you know, then you become the hunted and all of a sudden it's like a little tougher to duplicate that while keeping the fun, right?
Right, right. I mean, you got teams like the Dallas Cowboys that were building a dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
The 49ers that were rebuilding their dynasty with Steve Young past Joe Montana, right? And you had Minnesota Vikings coming on strong. You had Washington. I just talked about the Washington football team at the time, which I believe to this day in 1991 was the best Super Bowl team that we've ever seen, if you think about that roster. So there was a lot of competition, not only within our division, but certainly across the league at that time. And the thing about the National Football League, and you see that to this day, you have to evolve and you have to get better each and every year. If you don't, if you stay the same, the league will pass you by. And that's exactly what happened to us, I believe, down here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm looking at the scores. So in the regular season, Washington beat you guys 56-17.
Right.
And then you had the rematch, and it was closer in the playoffs, but the second round, but you guys couldn't beat them. That was the team where Doug Williams had like five TD passes in the second quarter of the Super Bowl or something?
Well, that was after Doug. Doug played against Broncos, in the 80s. Yeah,
okay. So this Mark Rippon,
yes, right, yes, right, yes. With Gary Clark, Art Monk, Ricky Sanders. I mean, it was incredible. Ricky Irvin's. I mean, they had so many great players. The Hogs. Mark Schlereth was on that team as an offensive guard, I believe, at the time. And just so many great, great, great players. Defensively, they scared you. They absolutely scared you. I mean, when you think about the caliber of defensive players and linebackers that they had on that team, Wilbur Marshall from the 85 nasty. Bears. Yeah, I mean, good Lord, right? I mean, they had some nasty players. But they got after you. They definitely got after you. And a job well done that year for them.
You know, I was just starting to think the NFL is constantly cyclical, right? So in your early 90s, right, you had the Cowboys with that awesome passing game, 49ers as well. You guys had loaded receivers, up-tempo. Washington, you just rattled off all these receivers. Then it became a run-heavy league. I feel like we're back pass-happy right now, where it's pass first and then worry about the run later.
We are. You're so right. And I tell that to our audience all the time at VSiN. You know, football is cyclical. We had to run and shoot, and so many teams had to run and shoot. Whether you look at Barry Sanders and certainly Detroit, you mentioned Herman Moore, you had the K-Gun up there in Buffalo with Jim Kelly, right? You had Houston with Warren Moon and run and shoot. And so it was a spread offense. We called it a certain name to run and shoot, but that's what you're seeing right now. You're seeing spread offenses with a lot of concepts that we ran in the early 90s. I mean, you can go back to the greatest show on turf even in 1999 with Kurt Warner and his bunch. I mean, they won a Super Bowl that way. So, it's a passing league. The rules are allowing it to be a passing league. And if you look at the quarterbacks that has entered the league right now, it really is incredible. I love what the NFL product is right now.
Yeah, it's funny. Did you see the Kurt Warner movie? I think it's called Underdog.
I missed the movie.
Okay.
I missed the movie.
I saw it on a flight recently. It's kind of good. I would recommend it. It's a little heartwarming, but Kurt Warner's story is, you know? So, I would definitely check it out.
Right.
If you got kids who are like, you know, not quite teenagers, they might like it. But, you mentioned quarterbacks, and I was, kind of rattling off the MVP options, and I was looking to maybe make a futures bet on it. And I'm looking around, and there's so many good players. Right now in the league, like I'm not betting Josh Allen is a favorite. I don't think Stafford bounces back. They're not giving Rodgers a third straight.
Right.
Tom Brady with this offensive line issue. I don't think he pulls it off at 45. You look around the league, like I haven't even mentioned Pat Mahomes yet.
I know.
Is this Justin Herbert's year? Kirk Cousins. I don't know if you saw the trade they made today, kind of under the radar, but I think it signals they're going to be very pass happy. I almost put some shekels on Kirk Cousins to win the MVP.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not mad at you for that, actually, to be honest with you, because I think they're going to be improved. O'Connell, I called some games for the Mountain West Conference as a broadcaster. And when he was a quarterback, certainly I'm familiar with him that way. But then, you touch McVay, and he's the next genius out there offensively, I think. And I think he's going to help Kirk Cousins, to be honest with you. That wide zone is going to help Dalvin Cook with the play action, too. And Justin Jefferson, I'm so excited to see him play in this offense.
Yeah.
Not just because of what Cooper Kupp did in this offense. Cooper Kupp is on a level all by himself. But as a young player, I mean, we saw Jamar Chase get out the gate. I think Justin Jefferson is about to get to another level. And he's terrific, right, as a player. But, there's some sneaky candidates out there for MVP. When you look at, you mentioned Justin Herbert. I like that situation. a lot. I think Jalen Hurts is a guy that you got to keep your eye on. Keep your eye on. I mean, it's a longer shot, right? But he's a two-way player. You know, when you think about it, he scored and rushed for 9-10 touchdowns last year, didn't finish the year. But if he can elevate his game a little bit with touchdown passes, which I think they're going to be highly creative, he's going to be able to do that. It's going to set the stage, I think, a little bit down the stretch here in the league. And then Lamar Jackson, I think people are curious.
Yeah, that might be the guy.
Yeah, if Lamar Jackson has evolved his game, because we know how fantastic he is already. But if he can evolve his game to where he's that prototypical pocket passer on top of what he can do from an excitement standpoint, he has another level to get to. I think this guy is not the limit for Lamar Jackson, if you know what I mean. I mean, this guy could really set the bar very, very high with what he could do from the pocket if he gets there. And I think
in the contract year as well.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think the voters will deny that growth right there either.
Remember, they were 8-3 when he went down, I think, leading the division. Exactly. They were dominant. We can wrap up on this, but Justin Jefferson, you mentioned him. I know my son, like 4 years ago, nobody knew Justin Jefferson, you know, up-and-coming college football wide receiver. Now, ridiculous stats, and then the gritty takes like center stage, and like anywhere I go, I just see kids doing the gritty. Just there's no music. It's just kids are hitting the gritty. And my son's into it. Everybody wants Justin Jefferson. I am curious. How do you rank the top of the wide receivers this season? You got Cooper Kupp, who is unguardable.
Yeah.
You got Davante Adams, who may be the best route runner. Yep. Jefferson, Chase, like the league on the outside is maybe as good as it's ever been, right?
It is as good as it's ever been. That's why we have the franchise wide receiver now. I mean, look at the contracts.
I didn't even say Tyreek Hill. Oh, my God.
Contracts, Jason. Man. These guys are going to the bank, man. They got the loot. But no, rightly so. It's a passing league. And I think we have the franchise quarterback. It's time for the franchise receiver. I'm jealous of it because we had some great receivers in my day, too. But my goodness, you mentioned it. You there's so many names out there. You can't name them all. I'm excited about the young players, too, that just came. London out there in Atlanta. Hopefully he can get healthy, right?
Yeah,
Olave.
Yeah, Olave. Yeah,
down there with Jameis Winston, who I think no can pressure comeback player of the year.
Yeah, no I bet them to win the division. Actually, to
how about
to surprise
that?
I mean, Olave is like the number three receiver, I think, after Thomas and Jarvis Landry. Right.
Yep.
So last year Olave would have been their number one.
I know.
You look at their receiving core. It's crazy. I'll get you out of here on this one. I am curious. Do you have a can't take Buffalo? Whoever the favorite is in the NFC, is it Green Bay or Tampa?
I like San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay, give me your Super Bowl, excluding the biggest favorites.
Well, I got, unfortunately for you, I got Buffalo in the Super Bowl. But now I know I'm chalky, man. I'm chalky that way. But I like San Francisco. A lot of people are saying they got a young quarterback. Trey Lance isn't going to do it. But I'll tell you this. That family, they know some quarterbacks. Now I'm talking about the Shanahan family. And I think what the decision was to move to Trey Lance was because of what they can do with that playbook. Jimmy Garoppolo, for as good as he was with that offense, they think they can be even better and more creative with Trey Lance. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I think that's going to surprise a lot of people. So I like the 49ers with their roster defensively, offensively, Debo and everybody to get it done this year.
Just what would the reaction have been last year at this time if I said, you know, Mike, I think it Rams Bengals Super Bowl.
Right.
Remember, Matt Stafford had never won a playoff game, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Bengals, their coach was like maybe in line to be the first fired.
Right.
People would have laughed. So, I mean, I get the chalkiness, but at the same time, oh, my gosh. Like, somebody's going to surprise. I'm rooting Chargers kind of. I have some money on the Vikings to do some damage.
Okay.
I don't know who it is, but somebody is going to I don't know if shock the world like the Bengals, but usually someone comes out of nowhere, right? I don't when Brady went to the Bucks, did they weren't the favorites, right? That was still the Chiefs.
Oh no. Yeah, they got hot too. That's the thing, Jason.
Yeah, they were like 7-5. That's right.
Right. And then they put it together the back end of the schedule right there. So you had two teams win the Super Bowl getting hot down the stretch. I mean, give credit to Cincinnati. You're right. I saw something in them midway through the season last year, but I started calling them LA Rams East too. I started doing that at VSiN, And nobody would really believe that when I was saying that on air. But lo and behold, they got hot too and got themselves in the Super Bowl. But they are. They're the Rams East because they run the same system as Zach Taylor, as Sean McVay. I mean, there's so much familiarity in the league right now that as a bettor, you can help yourself out by following all that.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Mike Pritchard, VSiN host. Mike, who do you host with? Who's your co-host?
I am on the Lombardi line. So I'm on Michael Lombardi's show with Patrick Maher. Let me get his name right. Then we also host a show with Ben Wilson. But then I'm going to do a weekend show leading into Sunday Night Football with Brady Cannon. He's an excellent, excellent handicapper. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to betting football.
I've had Lombardi on. We worked together at FS1 a few years back. He's a character. Plugged in, plugged out. You know, he's a Northeast guy, Lombardi. I like that.
He's a guy. So, he's a guy.
Definitely. He's one of those guys. All right, Mike. Hey, thanks a lot. Great stuff. Keep up the good work and enjoy the season in Vegas.
Thank you, Jason. I enjoyed the conversation.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.